Yes, and there would be more going up if you don't back off, Lara, because you are the one who's hurling abuse. Lady Me is the one hurling abuse. Now, me and Daniel, right, you know, right, that he was like my son. I supported him through much, not even when you were not supporting him, I supported him through much. You even told me things that he had a gun. He was going to shoot himself. Don't tell him that you told that I told you. I've got recordings of all of these messages, Lara. So if you don't want your shit, all of your shit to go up on live, you best quit. You best quit, right, while you're ahead. And stop hurling abuse at me. You are in a different state to Jen, Mrs. Spook Dutray, Mrs. whomever she is, right? I have never spoke to the woman. I have got nothing to feel guilty about. The only thing I've got to feel bad about is getting involved in the first place, trying to help her husband with his music shows. That's the only thing I feel bad about. But I've got nothing else to feel bad about because I wasn't sending messages and keeping someone up through the night. No, he was bombarding me with messages on Telegram. So do not tell me what you think you know, right? Or what you think you don't know, right? Because you don't know nothing. Okay? Hey, Chris. Hi. Now, I haven't been here, not because I've been driven off here, because I've been in hospital, had scans, I'm facing surgery, and now I've got to deal with a spider bite and have an allergic reaction, so that's why I haven't been here. But now I come on to tell people why I haven't been here, and then I finish that show, and then I see a load of abuse on my page, on my wall, and I haven't been here for over a week. This woman is over 50, Lara Bounds, she's over 50, so is Lady Me, over 50, and they're too busy trolling me, and they need to know that they need to stop. Now, can anyone tell me here how you can block the comments on your page? Do anybody of you know? Chris? No, you don't know. Okay, then I'll have to find out some other way. Because you go to my wall after this show, Chris, and you see the abuse that I've got on my wall. And I haven't been here for over a week. And also, I've been busy on another platform getting this respect, which I deserve. Because you always have to know your worth in life. Never let anyone put you down. Never let anyone put you down. And if you've got any evidence on that person who's putting you down, you put it up on blast for all to see. Because I've kept this hidden for too long. I've even got screenshots of this guy even messaging me on Telegram and over Podbean. I've got screenshots of him actually doing that and him actually video calling me on Telegram through the night when I've been sleeping. I mean, I have ill health at the moment. I don't need none of this. I don't need none of this. So, if Lara Bounds continues to spam my wall, then I will spam her up on Podbean and show everyone what she's like. She's supposed to be a Podbean affiliate or something or other, right, or host. And we need to remove all these unclean hosts and unclean users. I've been being blocked left, right and centre. And I've had one person that stuck by me through thick and thin. So I'm not going to have to go and rest now. Hi, back, Tuggles. Hi. There's too many messages for me to post right now, but there are messages that I have. And it's definitely one where Lara Bounds is accusing Elgato of trolling me when Elgato did nothing wrong. It was Lady Me and Jen and Mrs. Woman. I'm going to go for now, okay? And just hope you all have a blessed day. And just remember, know your worth. Know your worth. It doesn't matter what anybody says about you. Know your worth. What other people say about you is none of your business, but what you know about yourself is your business. Yeah? I've been trolled really, really bad, and I'm not putting up with it. Not putting up with it no more. And these are top hosts on the Podbean platform. They should know better. Lara Bounds, Lady Me, Chris Unplugged, they should all know better. And they should know better than to connect with people and when they're not even living in the same state. And I know how big America is, and I know how big the states are. Hi again, Lucky. Hi again. Do you know what? Do you know what? I've had my headphones unplugged all this time. Oh my god. Right. Oh, I never thought. I just got up to find out who was tapping my door, and I had to take my headphones out, and then I'd forgot to put them back in my ears, so I do apologise for that. Lucky, you need to catch up about why I haven't been here. It's not because people have driven me off. It's because I haven't been well. I've had scans and been in hospital, and I've been having results and things, and I'm facing surgery at the moment, but don't know when. And also, I've been busy on another platform doing music, and everything is going well on that platform. It's nothing like Podbean. It's like a total breeze, you know. But we have to know our worth. Don't matter what anybody says about us, know your worth. Don't let anybody put you down. Don't let anyone put you down or hold you down. Just stay up on top where you are. And, you know, many people have come to try and attack me many, many times. And I've been through health issues. I've been through cancer. I've had kidney surgery. I live with one kidney now. I've had so many other issues going on. But I bounce back stronger every time. And that's what you must do. Bounce back stronger. But this little troll, Lara Bounds, seems to be a bit stubborn. She needs stamping out, because you'll see when you go to my wall. That's why I was asking if anybody knew. Now you're here, Teddles. Can you tell me if you know how to turn the comments off on your page? Or Lucky, do you know? Okay, none of you know. I'll have to find a way out of doing it myself then. Have to like research it, because these comments and spamming my wall is just not appropriate from two 50-year-old women who are calling me older than they are. And I'm far much younger than they are. Yes, I've been called an elderly lady. Hey. So, I suggest that you all, like, if you're free, that is, some people are at work and some people are driving, and you know, leave you free to just go to my Hello Sunflower, to go to my wall and see the abuse that I've been getting. And I haven't even been on here for over a week, and still this is coming at me. So just know that El Gato, he did say to me, don't publish so much, Leisha. Why are you publishing so much, Leisha Lashes? Why are you having all these downloads, Leisha Lashes? People will be able to, well, get you into trouble. Plus, people will be able to mimic your voice, take your stuff away from you. And I didn't listen to El Gato, but I should have took something into consideration, because now there's someone mimicking me on Podbean, because someone's got to phone in and send all these messages to someone, making people, everybody believe it's me when it's not me. It's an impersonator, it's an imposter. El Gato, welcome, welcome, welcome. The man of the moment. Hey, 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 bro. How are you? Call in, call in. Yeah. I understand if you don't want to call in. Hey, El Gato, I've missed you.
You know what? Don't let this place get you down. Yeah. You ever heard that song? Don't let no one, no one get you down. Because if they do, if they do, I'll be around. Listen, don't let anybody get you down on here. Okay? Just like you said in your show, everybody's like a million miles away, basically. So...
Because she, one thing I remember what you told me about, download, why are you doing it? Someone can mimic your voice.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the audio. Maybe it's me, I don't know. I just want to tell you, hey, you know what? I'm going to say this to everybody. It's nobody's business what people do. Let them handle their own business, and that's what I'm going to say.
But I want you to know that I've been doing a couple of shows now with like pictures upon the screen, because Lara Bounds was actually the one who said to me that you were the one trolling me and not Lady Me, to take the light off Lady Me. She's actually said.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, that hurts my heart, because me and Lara always have gotten along. That's horrible. Well, actually, a lot of people blame me for a lot of stuff. Tuttles is in the...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I get blamed for so many things on here, because I have no idea why. It's fine. I honestly don't give a fuck anymore. Blame me all you want. I mean, you know that I got blamed for stealing a fucking credit card that I don't even know how to do. I got blamed for a bunch of shit, man. You know?
Yeah. So. I don't care about 50K. 50K, we won't do one as far as I'm concerned. Because we was only jamming.
Yeah.
And then it's going to get signed or whatever. What do musicians do when they get signed? They go out to some drama or some concert.
You know what? Podbean isn't life, okay? So, you want to do your show and everything and have fun, that's great. Rico Rocks likes you, a lot of people like you, so... it's kind of hard not to pay attention to the drama, I'm not going to lie, because sometimes I feed into it too, so it's just,
she's older than me,
is she older than you, really? I don't know.
I'm Lara.
What happened to the audio, what the fuck is going on?
Anyway,
What's up, Tuttles? Hey, if I get off, maybe your audio is going to fix. I'm going to get off and see if that fixes. I'll be right back.
Come back on, Elgato. My audio's working. Anyway, I wanted to tell you why I haven't been here, Elgato. Are you still there in the chat? Okay, right. I can tell you now, Elgato. I haven't gone from here. I have been here. I haven't been here for over a week, yeah? That's not because I've got chased off here by those users that's like abusing me and stuff like that, or trolling me. No, I've been busy on another platform. I've been getting the recognition what I deserve. I know my worth. And once you know your worth, that's all that matters. Not to let you put people put you down. I've been going through some stuff, Elgato, and I've been in hospital a couple of times. I've had scans and I'm facing surgery. I don't want to have surgery, but I'm facing surgery nevertheless. Plus, to make things worse, Elgato, I've gone and got bitten by a spider, and I've had an allergic reaction the day before yesterday. On the evening time, I got bitten by a spider, and I'm having an allergic reaction. So the doctor's given me antibiotics yesterday. That's why I'm not telling anybody what platform I've been on. Although I know who you are, but I'm not telling anybody what platform I'm on, because like people will troll me there as well. Anyhow, I haven't been getting any trolls here where I am now, but I will be coming back to my show, because it's now the Leisha Lesh's promo show, and I've been promoting many, many people on here. So my shows will continue, but I just want to get over this spider bite first, and take these antibiotics, because if these don't work, I've been told by my doctor that I have to go into hospital and be put in a drip and have intravenous fluids. Now, I'm on, I think it's 4,000 milligrams a day of antibiotics now. So I'm worried that if these don't work, that I have to go on intravenous, what effect that will have on my kidney, because I've only got one kidney. So, you know, I don't have time for none of this drama or none of these trolls who's been trolling me on my wall. And hey, Elgato, the next speaker is DJ Elgato.
Oh, thanks, thank God.
Thanks.
Oh no. So here's the thing. I heard you mention two names, and they've been fucking with me too. Dark Bear and Chris on Plug. And I'm going to say this, all right? I'm going to say this to just everybody listening. Listen, I'm not going to get involved anymore, because I get so much shit by retaliating against these two fucking idiots. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And everybody gives me shit. I'm left holding the bag. Like, I'm the only one getting told, even though it's like two parties involved. So I'll try to chill out like everybody wants me to. And, you know what? Yeah, because I usually clap back, as Tuttles. I don't let shit slide. But on this front, I'm going to let shit slide, I guess. Fucking hell. The people are such pussies on here. Anyways, I got to go again, because I can't hear you. Hold on.
Because I am not older than you, so stop slating me on my page. If you do not want to put nothing nice, you know, or be nice, you know, stay off my page. Stay out of my shows. It's as simple as that. But if you continue with Lara, all her shit is going up on blast. Because Daniel, right, was my spiritual son from Brazil. Right, Daniel right, has even turned against me through this, like, Mrs. Spook Dutray or whatever her name is, Jen, or whatever she wants to call herself. You don't know her, Lady Me. Lara doesn't know her. Nobody knows each other on Podbean. We're all in different states. So grow up, Lady Me. Get a life. Yeah? You're all in different states. You do not know each other, right? She has got someone impersonating me to say I've sent a message. I don't know the woman. I don't know the woman. I've never spoke to her. I've never messaged her. She's been in my show a couple of times. She's never been up on my panel, but she's been up on everybody else's panel causing a little shit and a drama, right? You need to stop believing people. That is my advice to you, Lady Me. You need to stop. You need to stop believing people, because this causes people who you troll in. This causes people a whole lot of shit that you don't know about. And I am standing up for myself today. I haven't been on here for over a week because I have had health problems. I'm having to face surgery. I'm having all sorts of problems. And then I come back and what do I find? I find comments on my wall, abusive comments on my wall of Lara Bounds. Eh? Really? And you saying that I'm an elderly lady? Come on, Lady Me. You're 50. You're over 50, man. Come on. I'm younger than you. Don't be calling me an elderly lady. Do not be calling me an elderly lady. You've got no right. So therefore, right, you cannot say this about me. You cannot say that about me. I'm over the other side of the water. I'm in the UK. So what is this Mrs. Spook Dutray or this Jen woman or this Bojangles woman, as she calls herself? She's got so many profiles. Doesn't that tell you something? Yeah, paranoid person has entered the room. Yeah, Lady Me. So I'm just standing up for myself. And I'm glad you are in, Lady Me. So glad you're in. Yeah. So, how have you all been doing? I'm so glad you're in, Lady Me. So glad you're in, because I've been dying to do this. Block. For all the trouble that you've caused me, for all the health issues I've been going through, you have no right to be in my room, no right whatsoever to be on my wall. And if you continue to do so in every other show, you will be sorry. Believe me, you will be sorry. Doss, you're so funny. Yeah, Tuttles, that's right. That's right. If Jen has got such a problem, if Mrs. Spook Dutray has such a problem, as she calls herself, Bojangles, she's got a baby. Why is she busy trolling me? She should be looking after her baby, unless that makes her an unfit mother, if she's not looking after her baby properly. Do you know what I mean? These people out there need to get lives. These people seriously need to get lives. And you, Lady Me, you should be like more knowledgeable than anybody because you claim to be a nurse plus a family woman. And you troll me? And you think you can say shit about me? Well, I've had enough of people trolling me. And time is now to put a stop to it. I haven't been on here for over a week and I'm still getting abuse on my wall. So, I'm going to recover from this spider bite now. Why should I let Lady Me phone in? Come on, tell me why I should let Lady Me fall into my film.
Hey, I have something different to say. I guess when I talk, it messes up. Can you mute so I can say something real quick? Just real quick, Miss Elias.
Yeah, I don't
know. I know it's your show, but can you? Okay, cool. I want to say this, man. There's a bunch of pussies on this fucking platform that if they talk shit, but you talk shit back to them, I'm not talking about Lady Me. That's you and her business. I'm going to stay out of that. That's between you guys. And that's what everybody should fucking do. If I have a problem with somebody, I have a problem with that motherfucker specifically, okay? Or two people, whatever. Come at me. You want to? I'm not like Lady Lashes. You want to tell me you want to come in my room and talk shit? Go the fuck on. But if I fucking respond, don't be a fucking pussy and go run and tell cats. Go run and tell cats that I said that shit. You fucking pussies. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, thank you, Elgato, for speaking your mind. Yes. Caps has been in touch with me as well, saying that he's sorry that he's even listened to all of this. He was fed up of people coming to him with Leisha Lashes, Leisha Lashes, Leisha Lashes, Leisha Lashes. So he says, I blocked you. And he's already apologized to me sincerely on Discord for doing so, because he was getting so much shit off other people. And that's what Podbean can do. It can cause so much shit for other people. But Lady Me, you should be like ashamed of yourself. Lara Bounds, you should be ashamed of yourself, because you too, you were highly looked up to on Podbean. But now you've gone right down. You're beneath my feet. And I don't care whether you're no Christian. I don't care whether you call me no Christian, right? Because I know who I am, right? And you call yourself a Christian, but look at the way you're acting. Does any Christian act the way that you've been acting? Does any Christian act the way that Lady Me's been acting? No. Does any Christian act the way that Lara Bounds been acting? No. Not saying that Lara is a Christian. I don't know what she is. She's spiritual, I know that. But does any spiritual person act this way towards someone? No. The answer is no. I come on here with one message, and you need to stay and listen to this, Elgato. You need to stay and listen to this, because this is another good one for you. I come on here in the first place, and I started going to the communication station, yeah, Lara Bounds show, right? And I started going there, and then I was going into different people's shows, and I was changing my picture, yeah? You remember how I used to change my picture, but it's all of me, but they're my pictures from my modelling shoots and stuff like that. Lara then privately messaged me, I think it's a good idea if you go into each show as a different personality. Lara Bounds is one of the instigators who started this whole ordeal off. Yeah, she might be self-appointed to Podbean, but she's not doing a good job on Podbean. She told me, I've got abusive messages off her on my phone. On Messages, yo. I've got messages on my phone, on Messenger, saying she doesn't care how much I'm paying for Podbean. She slated me, she slammed me. Go to my profile where my shows are listed, and you'll see every single message that she said to me. Right, but that's not every single one, because she's told me that Lady Me is not trolling me, that I should look to Elgato. And poor Elgato, right, has a family, has a wife, works all day, and has been getting accused of all sorts of shit. And like, I'm not standing for this for these sort of people. You know what I mean? Elgato deserves respect, because I've listened to his shows, and especially the rise and the fall, the rise and the fall of Homeboy 88. This guy has been through a lot, and I'm going to promote that today on here. Go to Homeboy 88. Go to his shows. He's got some good published podcasts, and listen to the rise and the fall of Homeboy 88. You go listen to that show, and I don't care what trolls enter my room now, because I don't care. You're gone, right? I don't care, because I'm not mentioning you. I'm not mentioning you on my show. It's because it's exactly that. My show, my announcement, my whatever. And also, I've been blessed today to have Elgato up on my panel to have his say as well. Because it's time that these people got put a stop to. Yeah. I'm not saying your names. I'm not saying your name. Anyhow, yeah, you can say it in the chat, Elgato. Anyhow, it's about time people knew Lara Bounds, Lady Me, Chris Unplugged, Dark Bear. You know Dark Bear? He phoned into a show, right? He was all like he normally is, like all like, you know, speaking all spiritually. Then when I come on the live panel, he turns round and he starts shouting and he calls me this. You are a dirty whore. That's what he said. In such a vile way. This podcast is about slating the people who need to be brought to ahead on Podbean, need to be brought to light on Podbean, people to be aware of. Yeah. So thank you, Elgato, for having your say. And I thank you that we are back normal again. It's taken a while, I know. But I've learned a lot from you, Elgato, and it's down to Lara Bounds that all this accusing stuff started in the first place of you being a troll, just to take the limelight off Lady Me. So, oh, did he? Dark Bear said horrible things about your daughters. Dark Bear's not a very nice person, is he? Elgato. And who's this ex-porn star wife? She's just entered the room. That would be very, very interesting to find out who they are. Oh, what a shame. They've left. Can't check out their profile. Anyway, I'm going to have to go and rest now because my arm is on fire and I've got to keep an eye on how many antibiotics I've got to take. And I hope my arm gets itself sorted because I really, really don't want to have to go into hospital and have those drips stuck in my arm. And I think it'd be hard to find a vein actually at the minute because of this spider bite. And I really don't want to have intravenous antibiotics because I've only got one kidney, and these antibiotics orally are having enough effect on me as it is. So you're lucky, Tuddles. But you know, when you're getting trolls, you know you're doing something right. I mean, I don't know how many downloads I'm on now. I think I'm on about 11.3 or something like that, because I haven't been here for over a week. So, yeah, that's funny, isn't it? That's very funny for you to come into the room, yeah. Gatto and Tuttle sitting up a tree. Yeah. You should be sitting on a tree. Spike. Anyhow, this is getting funny now. This is getting funny now. So I hope you're all having a blessed day. Feel the love on this app. You feel the love in my shows because, like, I have a spiritual show, like Christian shows and like praise and worship and stuff, and I also have and I followed in El Gatto's footsteps, you see. So you see what you've done, El Gatto. Now I have the Leisha Lashes promo show. Yeah, so welcome, Troncat. We've just been talking about how Lara Bounds has accused El Gatto of trolling me. I have all of the messages and everything, and if she does not stop bombarding my comments page, actually, El Gatto, how do you turn off the comment page? You'll know. Okay, because I see some pages and they haven't got no comment signs, like message turned off or something. Because if you've got time, El Gatto, I know you're busy family man and everything, you're busy at work all day, and you go home to your family and then you've got the right idea, you shut off from everything. That's the best way to do it. So, oh, thank you very much, Lucky, for that advice. Thank you. I will do that. Because I've got nothing but positive comments on my page, unless it's been like this Mrs. Spooked Trey or Jen or whatever she's called, and then Lara Bounds and Lady Me. But I just deleted one of Lady Me's comments saying same an elderly person. So I've just commented back, like, you know, you need to stop it, you Lara Bounds and Lady Me, because you're pensioners. Yeah, you're pensioners. So yeah, I'm younger than them. So age isn't everything, you know. Age is just a number. But just to put it out there, I'm younger than Lady Me. And I'm younger than Lara Bounds when they're saying I am older. Like an old lady. She called me an old lady anyhow. Why would I comment? You go and see. You go see my wall and see what they've commented. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do from now on, Sunflower. It's just that I had to get this word out here. Ah, but they won't, you know. Because this person who's commented is a top podbeaner. Tuddles, Troncat, sorry. Do you know, I keep getting these all mixed up. I keep getting you mixed up with El Gatto because he's got a cat on his picture. Meow, meow. Well, I hope this show has been very entertaining today as well. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to do that, Troncat. They've got to be worth fucking first. So hopefully this is going to be my last and my final announcement. But Elgato, if you ever get to have Telegram, look me up on at Leisha Lashes, Leisha underscore lashes, and I can show you the message which Lara Bounds has sent me saying you've been trolling me. I can send that to you personally. People love these shows. Okay, Mr. Elgato's back on.
Hey, you know what? The fact of the matter is that people on Podbean love the drama. They love these shows. Okay? If you don't fucking believe me, poor Lady Lashes here probably had like 3 people a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and she had like 14 people in today. The fact of the matter is that people love this shit, and that's all I'm going to say about that. And it's all it is. It's just chatting shit. That's all it is. Just, what does it fucking hurt? Who's it hurting? You know what I'm saying? Like, god damn it, bro. People are too fucking sensitive. Hey, you want to come and you want to fucking do a show? By the way, Tuttles, you're in here. How many shows have been done about me, like, just solely, specifically? I go in there and they fucking laugh my ass off, bro. Because it's just, it's nothing. It's nothing. I had a fucking show by the two dumbasses. Tuttles, you remember that shit? A whole fucking 30-minute show on my ass called Homeboy Needs to Give Up Comedy or some bullshit. And it was fucking funny, man. That's just what it is. All right, bye.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But sometimes it can have the opposite effect. It can be like trolling and stuff like that can cause someone to feel so distressed and stuff like that. Well, like it has with me. And thank you, Elgato, for your support and everything. I thank you. And no, Lucky, you don't know the score. You don't know how much in depth this has gone. Because this person has been up onto every single panel playing messages supposedly off me. And she's gone up slandering my name everywhere. That's why my name has been like mud. My name has been trash on Podbean. And I pay for Podbean platform. So, yeah, my health hasn't been in a good place. I'm physically not well as it is, and it's been affecting me psychologically as well, because of all these things that's been said about me and everybody ganging up on me and for things that's not true. But thank you, Elgato, for coming up again onto the show and standing up with me. Thank you so much. And I will take your advice as well on blocking the commenters and stuff like that, because the last comment I had was, oh, I'd like to get off this page or something like, but my drama is here or something or other. If people wants to take drama, why don't they make a show about it? Like, say, Lara Bounds is a drama queen or something like that. Or Lady Me, the Predator. You know what I mean? Why don't they make a show about it? Not come on to my show and diss me. Not to go on to everybody else's panels and ruin the host's shows of them shows. No, you don't do that. Linger Longer. Yes, I love him. Australian, yes. Music. Man Cave. I don't know about Man Cave because he blocked me. And I was promoting him to such a level where I was getting him to know that he could actually get paid for the stuff that he does with his freestyles. and he blocked me from his show, Pressure Mixed Diamonds. He blocked me from that. And then I thought, well, maybe, just maybe, because Dark Bay is admin in many shows. Maybe it's just him that's blocked me. When I went to Discord, Man Cave had blocked me on Discord as well. Now, what thanks is that for someone who's promoted someone to get them a VIP link on Telegram to go to get their music listened to, get their freestyles listened to? Because I was on this Telegram app and I was saying, you know, Man Cave needs to be here. He's the best freestyler from the UK, right? And they were going, oh, who's this Man Cave? Send him in. So I went to the boss of this platform and I said, can you send me a link, please? How can I send an invite for someone to join this platform? And they gave me a personal VIP link for me to send him. And he blocked me. Yeah. But I'm not bothered about that. I promoted him. He blocked me. He bit off the hand that fed him. So, you know, that's by the by. Or whether it could have been Dark Bay, I don't know. He seemed like a nice guy, yeah. Sunflower. But he blocked me from his show and he blocked me from Discord. So after giving him like, hey, Mr. A. Probably, Tuttles, probably. Because he doesn't like to get involved in that stuff. So he's probably been like Caps. When Caps said he was fed up of everybody coming to him with Leisha Lash is this, Leisha Lash is that, Leisha Lash is... So he blocked me. But we're back in contact now on the Telegram platform. Not the Telegram platform, on the Discord platform, and he's apologized to me sincerely and he's said why he blocked me was because everybody was going on to him, Leisha Lash is this, Leisha Lash is that. And you know, when that person, that woman, was going up onto every panel slating my name and playing these messages and saying she's received messages, I don't even know the woman, it was at that time that people were having shows about whores and home wreckers and stuff. That's what this woman caused, this Mrs. Spook de Trey, Jen, whatever her name is. And if you're listening, Mrs. Spook de Trey or Jen or whatever your name is, Bojangles or whatever your name is, no, your name isn't in my mouth because I am talking about you because you're all this and you're all that. I'm talking about you because you ain't all this and you ain't all that. You have spread drama right across the Podbean platform and you've completely destroyed the Podbean platform with your psychoticness. If you can't keep your husband happy, okay, this is advice to you. If you can't keep your husband happy, then you need to rein him in. Or if you can't keep your husband happy, and he strays away, you have that choice of putting in for a divorce or whatever. But don't get me involved in your drama. Do not, whatever, get me involved in your drama. Because, I tell you this for nothing, when there's a baby involved, you, as a mother, right, need to be very, very aware of who you're dealing with. And I don't mean me, I mean the man. Right? He is disrespecting you and he is disrespecting your baby. He's not disrespecting me. I don't have nothing to do with him. So there. That's said and done. Yeah. That's it. She can. But I'm not announcing that on air, Tuddles. Sunflower, I think I know who you are now. Are you Jen? Are you Mrs. Spook de Trey? Come on, because you've entered under many different names. Okay, okay. I'm going to speak with freedom of speech here. Me and Spook de Trey, we were just friends. Online friends. He'd occasionally ask me to do his shows through my show because he wasn't able to do them through his phone. Okay? So I did shows with his rap music and everything like that. That's how we met. We found out that we, well, he found out, or people found out then, that I had bars and that I could actually rap. But he took it one step further and started sending me messages on Telegram, pornographic messages. And I've got screenshots and I could prove it, but no, this Jen didn't ask me for her screenshots. I don't want nothing to do with screenshots anyway. That's all a child's game. But that would give her proof what she needed to know what her husband is like. Now, no, I didn't know about this Jen, Mrs. Spook de Trey, Bojangles, when Spook was just jamming with me on my shows and stuff. Yeah, it's a pain in the arse, isn't it? It takes up your memory, doesn't it? Screenshots. And Podbean always asks you for screenshots. Yeah, my phone's full of screenshots, especially of this Mrs. Spook de Trey. But I even had the guy phone me on Telegram. My number is hidden on Telegram. That's one thing about Telegram. You can hide your number so nobody else gets it. And you can have conversation with other people without even knowing that they can have your number or in your personal details. And Telegram is better than Discord or any other communication app, actually. A Tuddles, what? What did he say? Hang on, let me scroll up. Right, Elgato left the panel. Then Sunflower says straying. Oh, did the woman he strayed with know he was married with a child? Then Elgato says, speak your mind, freedom of speech. And Sunflower, no. These men actually go for women on the internet, right? They've got a wife. They've got a little family at home. But they're not happy with what they've got. They want a little bit extra. Well, I wasn't going to be that extra. Because I don't believe in coming between a man and a woman. I don't believe in splitting up families. I'm a Christian woman. And I have values and morals and know my worth. So she has no right to be accusing. Do you know something, Elgato? She has accused one of my admins of doing the very, very, very same thing, and now she doesn't come, my admin doesn't come in my shows anymore. My admin, right, had to throw a phone away and get a new one because she was harassing her by blowing her phone up all the time, blasting her phone. Freedom of speech. I was wrong. Sorry. Don't know who Spook is. You don't want to know who Spook is, Sunflower. her and Spook called you. Okay. Man, now I know what you were saying, Tuttle 17 watts. Oh my God. Do you see what I mean? And I'm being called sexually obscene and sexually whatever when they are doing it. It's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with anybody else. How you know, someone floats their boat, you know, if they want to add something extra into their marital whatever, to spice it up a bit, like to get a third person involved in a, you know, three-way thing. But whatever floats your boat, Tuddles. But I know I wouldn't personally either. I wouldn't, Elgato, I wouldn't have nothing to do with that either. Fuck that shit. So, they've said something about you, Elgato, and they haven't apologised, and you don't care whether they apologise. Is that what you're saying? You know, if that woman come to me now, right, and said, oh, I'm sorry, Leisha, I got you all wrong. I got you all wrong, and somebody was impersonating you, and I thought it was you, or whatever, and I called you a whore, and I called you this, because I thought you was having an affair with my husband, or whatever, right? I wouldn't even entertain that apology, because my life, I hold myself in high esteem. So you're just Sunflower. I see you follow Saturday Night Smoke Show. Yo. I'm sorry about me saying yo, yo, yo. You can guess where I've been to be saying yo, yo, yo. What platform I've been on, Elgato. Yeah, there's a lot of people that leave social media because of that, Sunflower. I'm lucky because it can get too distressing for them. And if it was someone like younger than me, like if it was someone in their 20s or something like that, the abuse that I've got, I would have sent that person over the edge and they wouldn't be here anymore. But because I'm have more wisdom and more knowledge and stuff like that. Wisdom is supreme. Knowledge is power. Who seems like a good guy? Sunflower. Who says, who's a good guy? Oh, Saturday Night Smoke. Oh, yes, of course you are, Doss. Yeah, of course you are. Well, Doss, you love the drama, so this is the place to be. But I intend on. Oh, yeah, and you're a nice guy, Tiddles. And you're a nice guy, Elgato. I'm just sorry that. To be like Tap said in his words, I'm sorry, Leisha Lashes. I listened to too many people and I blocked you because I was too many people coming at me with your name. That's why I blocked you. I haven't blocked you from my show, Elgato. I have not reported you to Podbean, but I'm saying sorry to you now because of what's happened and how you've been blamed for all of this shit, when in fact you haven't even done anything. Because I looked up to you and I used to go through all your shows one by one and listen to them, and you taught me everything I knew to be about a DJ and that. Yeah, and I loved it when you told me about Alexa. She's not turned on by at the moment, by the way. So thank you very much, Elgato, for being you. And thank you for all that you've taught me, because I've learnt a lot from you. DJ Elgato or DJ Homeboy 88. Yeah, you've made a little DJ now. DJ Leisha Lashes. No one mixes and meshes like DJ Leisha Lashes. So, it's been nice to see you all in today, because I never usually have had anybody into my shows because of all this trolling and all this people calling me whore and stuff like that. My name's been like mud, but I thank you all today for tuning in. I was going to put up another screenshot, but as Elgato has been on and says, don't care what people say about you, I won't put up a screenshot message, because I'm not doing that shit no more. I think I'll take Elgato's advice and just carry on and not feed into it. And I'll take Lucky's advice on blocking the commenters. Yeah. So once again, thank you for all tuning in. And it's been a long time, Mr. Ray, if you're still here. But I'm going to go now because it's like 11 minutes past 6 in the UK PM. And I need to start putting some work in as well on my other platform. Elgato, are you still there? Okay. Now you'll know why I'm saying yo all the time when I'm speaking. You got it? I'm not announcing it on air, but that's where I am. Yeah. And I've got about, oh, goodness me, 24, 25 tracks up. Yeah. Me spitting bars. Yeah. And thank you for all the love that you've shown me today. Thank you for all the hearts. And I know Podbean has this thing about, like, when you reach a certain level, like, you can open a fan club and stuff like that. But I think we're paying for Podbean anyway. So, you know, why pay even more to be a fan when we're paying for Podbean anyway? If you're not paying for Podbean and you want to support me or you want to support someone, you can do, but I don't announce that on my shows anymore. Like people used to announce, like, oh well, I've got a fan club, you can join it for 10 beans for 1 month, and 25 beans for 6 months, and 70 beans for a year. I don't announce that no more, because I believe that, you know, we're paying Podbean enough money, and they're not even looking out after their members that's getting trolled and getting such sort of like shit. Rico Roxy isn't even getting his shows listed. We're not paying for a very good service, are we? So, Elgato, are you still there? I keep saying this. Are you still there, Elgato? Let it be known. Let it be known that Elgato is a sweetie, really. He is. He really is. Do you remember that rap I did about you, Elgato? It was so funny. And I said something about, and here comes. Oh, hang on. It was a song by Elton John. Man, what was it called? You know when there's a big hype up in the middle? Rocket Man. Yeah, that could have been it. And I goes, and in to the stadium comes Elgato, DJ Elgato, with a cheeseburger in one hand and a chili dog in the other, and a burrito in the other hand, as he's already eaten the cheeseburger. You remember that one? Elgato, you remember when I did that? It was so funny, so funny. Yeah, but, you know, we should all get along on Podbean, and, you know, life's too short. If cancer has taught me one thing, life is too short. If having one kidney has taught me one thing, life is too short. You know, we all have problems in life. We all have our issues to deal with. But every situation is not meant to destroy us. Every situation is meant to strengthen us. And that's why I believe I keep bouncing back and bouncing back and bouncing back, and I bounce back even stronger every time. So, an announcement to make as I'm closing. Thank you to all you trolls. Thank you to all you unclean hosts, for I'm a stronger person because of yous trolling me and abusing me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For you will be seen for who you are now. Thank you. One love, Tuddles. One love, everybody. You know I'm about one love. All of you know I'm about one love. My first message on here, when I first came here, was one love. And my message will always be one love. So it's been nice having this show full of people today, because I don't usually have people in. But it's been wonderful, really has been wonderful, and it's really cheered me up today, no end, in having you all in, especially with me being on these antibiotics and stuff and feeling on fire and all of that. reminded me of which I'm going to have to take some paracetamol to get rid of my fever, to keep my fever down. But thank you. Thank you all for coming in and sharing what you've shared with us today. Thank you to Elgato for coming on the show live and expressing himself on how he's been treated on Podbean. And once again, I am like a promo show on here now. So I say to you all, hop along over to Homeboy88's podcasts and his comments, his page, and he's got loads of downloads. Just go through the one especially about the rise and the fall of Homeboy88. That's got to be one of my favourites, because it speaks of how you can go from being down there to getting up here, you know. Yeah, that's what we have to say now, Tuddles. Thank you to all the trolls for all the extra engagement points, and thank you to all you unclean Podbean users and unclean hosts. How it's affected me though has been bad, but I say thank you anyway, because look how many people's in here today showing one love. Look how many people's in here. How many people would come into a show that is like sharing like hostility and anger and frustration and abusing people, you know? Exactly. Keep it professional. Don't give people's personal information or take them, you know. Elgato, you are so right and so on point in saying that, because I've been trying to prove myself on Podbean by sending screenshots to Podbean, sending screenshots when I've been asked to send people screenshots. And I even hate screenshots. I don't even like screenshots. I don't like taking screenshots of proof of anything, because if something happens to me, I learn by that situation. Like something did happen to me, and I learned by that situation. But thank you all for being here. You've gone up again. 8 in the room. Yes. Well done to all of you. And just remember, if people call you down, don't respond to them. Don't pay them no mind. What people think about you, remember, it's none of your business. What is your business is your own business and how you manage your life. Yeah. Hi just came in and said, I appreciate your opinion about humanity. Yeah. How many listeners have I got altogether in here now? Lady Me, why don't you stop your drama? Never mind me, stop mine. I haven't done a thing. You are the elderly lady, yeah? You should know how to conduct yourself, yeah? So should Lara. You are the elderly ladies. And if you don't like being blocked from my show, don't create new accounts to come into my show. Because if you don't want to hear the drama which you have created through listening to some stupid person who said that I've been talking to them, okay, don't come into my show. You're not welcome here. Only people that are welcome here are positive people. Yeah? Yeah. So, with that said, I am going now. I'm just trying to read all these comments. Yeah, Lady Me, get a life. Look after your child. Do your nursing job. Focus on looking after your people. Don't be causing drama for me and leaving comments on my page that's unsavoury just because you think you know what you don't know. Yeah. And I do hope I'm going to get better soon because my arm is feeling really bad now through the day. So I hope these antibiotics start to work soon. In fact, I'm due another one, so I'm going to take another one now. I hope they get to work, unless I'll have to go into hospital and have intravenous antibiotics, which won't be good for my kidneys. So. Look at that. She comes in abusing me and thinks she can abuse me and thinks she's damn clever. Let's see how clever she is now. Don't come into my show, okay? If you've not got one love to share with the people here, don't come into my show, Lady Me. You are now blocked. And all your trolls, they are blocked as well. Don't come into my show ever again. You're not welcome. Because how you've treated me and how Lara Bounds has treated me is absolutely disgusting. You're so quick on your fingers, aren't you, with your long little fingernails tapping on the keyboard. Yeah? Yeah? So everybody can hear you tapping on the keyboard while you're on the phone, pushing everything up. Like saying, Leisha's a fake Christian. Check this out. Check this out. I've got screenshots of it, but I'm not going to post them. Do you know why, Lady Me? Because I'm not getting involved in your drama. No, she won't call in. She won't call in. Do you know why? Do you know why she won't call in? Because she doesn't have a life. She doesn't have a real life. She tells people that she's a nurse. She tells people that she's a family woman. But really, what nurse would treat someone like that and degrade someone like the way she's degraded me? What person who's a family woman would treat anybody like that, calling them a whore and all sorts? Who would do that? No one. So, Lady Me, you need to get up and check your facts. Wake up, smell your coffee. Wake up, smell your roses. That's if you have any roses around you, because right now I'm thinking they're all dandelions. They're all shriveled up pieces of weeds. Because you don't have a right to be in this show. If you was nice, see, she's even said there, look, karma sucks sometimes. Unfortunately, Lady, stay safe, be safe. Lady Me, get yourself a life, yeah? Don't bring your negative comments in my show. Do not. Do not bring your negative comments at me, on my platform, on my wall. Do not. You are an elderly lady, the same as Lara Bounds. I'm much younger than the both of you. Do not harass me in any way, shape or form. Because I am sick of you and I'm sick of this little Mrs. Spook de Tray, Jen, following me around. I'm not answering the call to that person because I don't know them. And, you know, Doss says, God damn it, I want some action up in this man. Doss. Oh, I'm not answering because that could be Lady Me on a different account. Because she's had plenty of time to have her say. She has had plenty of time to have her say. But she's been too busy typing. Okay? So. You was about to unzip, DOS. Yeah, I've blocked her now. Because she's kept abusing me in my show. You don't do that in somebody else's show. Now, when I was in a lady's show, spiritually clean show, right, she came into that show. And then this Mrs. Spook de Tray came into that show. And then Daniel Silva from Brazil, right, was up in his show. And they even went into his show. And she was like up on the panel and stuff, this Mrs. Spook de Tray and that. And Lady Me was backing her up. Lady Me doesn't know nothing. They're in different states. You know, get a life. So, yeah. I know I'm like, I'm really pissing my pants, Lady Me. I'm so frightened of you. Not. Get a life. Go do your nursing job. Look after your people. Go and stick your jabs in your people. Jabs which are killing people. If a nurse... No, Sunflower, you've got it wrong. She's called me an elderly lady, right? That's in 70s. She says that's in their 70s. She's called me an elderly lady. I'm only in my 40s. No, I'm not unblocking a DOS because she comes in here every single time and she puts harassment down. Her first words is harassment towards me. Not like, can I phone in, Leisha? Or could I talk, Leisha? Or in the chat, can I do this, Leisha? Can I do that, Leisha? Can you just clarify something for me, Leisha? No, it's always going on and on and on and abusing. And I'm not having that. It's my show. And I have the right to say who can call in and who can't. And she's one who definitely can't call in. You may be new to Podbean. I don't know. If you are new to Podbean, then you'll soon find your way around soon and find out that this is absolutely a rubbish platform. But you'll also get to know that if you do shows, I should have had my own shows up and running, like really professional style by now. But through all this trolling, nah. Anyhow, I'm going. I've said I'm going for the last couple of minutes. About 20 minutes. Oh my goodness, this show's been going on for nearly an hour and a half. Oh my goodness me. Yeah, thank you to does it not depend where you go? What do you mean, sunflower? I know all along who's been trolling me. It's been Lara, Lady Me, and now this Jen. Spook, Detray. And that has got everybody on board. Well, no, it isn't at the moment. And Elgato will tell you if he's still here, the trouble that he's having. But I know I pay for this platform, and I want to get what I pay for. So winding it up now, winding it up now. Yeah, she's gone now. She's gone now. We don't need her negativity. And I don't care. I don't care if anybody is afraid to stand up to that woman. But I'm not scared to stand up to her. I'm certainly not scared to stand. Do you know, when people are on high up, people are usually like, yes, men. And I'm not saying anybody in the chat is yes, men here. But people can be quite afraid to have a go at the person above them. No one's above me. The only person's above me is my God. The only person who's in charge of me is my God. The only person who gives me life is my God. The only person that gives me breath in my body is my God. Not Podbean, not Lady Me, not Lara Bounds, not Daniel Silver, who's been turned against me through Lady Me, Spook Detray, Mrs. Spook Detray, whatever, by impersonating voices. Yeah. So thank you once again for coming in, all of you. And I hope I'm feeling better by next show. Okay. So one love to you all. One peace. Stay strong. Stay safe. And look after one another, you know? Oh, thank you, Elgato. He says, have a nice dinner, watch a movie, or listen to some good music. Have a good night. Well, Elgato, I think I'm going to listen to some good music after I've had my dinner because music chills me out. You're welcome, Sunflower. Bye for now. Bye for now. And also go listen to Elgato's latest shows, as that is somewhere where I'm going tonight after I've had my dinner. So hop on over to his page, Homeboy88, go and see all of his downloads and it's very, very inspiring. So, thank you once again, Homeboy Elgato, DJ Elgato, and we shall speak again. And you know where I am, don't you? What platform I'm on, don't you? Elgato. Okay. Do you know that I've got nearly 7K plays on there? Do you know that I've got like 4 something K listeners? You see, when you have like-minded people, when you get together with like, you want to get on the Elgato. That's why I'm saying, but I'm not saying what it is online, on air, because I don't want everybody hearing. But I'm saying to you here, yeah, and keeping it shtum. You do well on there. But you want to hear my stuff on there. I wish I could contact you another way, but I know that you're a family man, you're busy through the day, you've got a hard job to work in, you say you're not on any other platform. I wish you'd get Telegram, so I could just occasionally keep in contact there. IG? What's IG? Tuttles? Yeah, that's why I'm not saying anything online, Elgato. On air. But, that place where I am, Elgato, you won't get bothered there. I'll tell you that much now. I've been having a really, really good time there. Although I've been not very well in health and stuff like that, I've really, really, really been having a blast on that platform. And also Telegram, because we can all communicate there. Off that platform, connected with that platform. But and a good thing about Telegram, Elgato, is that, and to all that's in here now, a good thing about Telegram is the fact that you can hide your number. Yeah, you can hide your number. There I go again with your yo. You can hide your number and know that nobody has any information about you or your number or whatever, and you can just talk to people like back and forth on there, and it's absolutely wonderful. I recommend Telegram to everybody. But Elgato, I know that you haven't got these platforms, and I hope to see you around sometime on these platforms, because you really don't know what you're missing out on. See, if you were on Telegram, I could send you some links to my stuff. So I'm gonna go now. So this has been Leisha Lesh, is AK Lily. For 1 hour. 33 minutes, 15 seconds. So I'm going now to have my dinner, because you'll only be about 1:41 in America. Is that right? Anyhow, I'm going to go now. Okay. Over and out. One love, one peace. Stay strong, stay safe. Bye then. Bye. Bye. You don't want to go, do you? You love me too much. Yeah, later, Tuddles, later to you all, Doss, later, Elgato, later. Remember, if you ever get Telegram, right, look me up. Oh, hang on, I can give you my Telegram. I can give you my telegram right here. I'll type it in. So it doesn't matter who's got my telegram because it doesn't contain my number, you see. So that's a good thing. Oh, and also I've been decorating. So there goes. I've been doing a lot. Considering I'm not very well as well. It's at. Yeah, I wish I was quick typing. At Leisha. Hang on. That's it. That's me on Telegram. No, DOS. Well, you can, but nobody's got your number on there on Telegram, okay? You go to your settings. When you create an account, you go to your settings and you make sure that you hide your number. You click on hide number and then nobody's got your number. Oh my God, what? What are you saying oh my God for, Elgato? Oh, I was joking. Elgato, I was joking. I've never had that trouble on I've never had that trouble on Telegram. I've had Spooky Trey contact me with a dick pic, but no, I'm not into all of that. Nah. Yeah. And then I get the fault for all of his actions. Work that one out. I was in bed when he sent me all this stuff. I'm 5 hours ahead. Remember, I'm in the UK. You were in the USA. Yeah. But you can prevent that happening as well, Sunflower. You know why? You get anything off anyone, you block them. Simple as that. Block them. And you won't have no trouble at all. But Telegram is the best communication platform out there. It's better than Discord. Discord is like really, really naff. It's just... So I'm going to say goodbye this time for the last time. I know you don't want me to go. I know how much you love me. I know how much you love me now. Because you've stayed all this time. You've persevered all this time with me while I've been talking about, chatting about nothing but, nothing but chatting shit. But I love you all. I love you all. And stay safe. Okay? Speak to you later. Have a beautiful evening. Bye.